Please be seated. Father, this morning as we sing to you, we've mouthed the words, we've sung the words about your great love for us, and we don't know the answer because there is no answer. There's nothing good in us that would have caused you to send your Son to die for us. But the answer is contained in your word. It is that you love us. And we thank you for that love. And now as we look forward to the remembrance and communion, we pray that that would be first and foremost on our minds. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is Thanksgiving week. And as a nation, even in these hard economic times, we have many things to be thankful for. As believers, we have even far greater reasons to be thankful, because as sinners, we were spiritually dead in our trespasses and sins. We were by nature under God's wrath, and we were without hope, and we were without God in this world. But God made us alive and saved us by his grace. How was this accomplished? You know the answer to that. It's through the death of Jesus Christ. Christ was the perfect sacrifice. He paid the penalty for our sins so that we might have a relationship with a holy and righteous God. Every week we take time in our worship service to remember that sacrifice in just the manner he prescribed for us. We eat the bread that reminds us of his body that was broken for us, and we drink the cup that reminds us of his shed blood, blood that paid the penalty for our sins. If you have repented of your sins and you have embraced Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we invite you to join with us in this remembrance this morning. However, if you are here, and by your own admission, you would acknowledge that you have not repented, you have not committed your life to Christ, we would ask that you simply pass the elements by as they come down your row, because this is a part of our worship service that is reserved for those who have committed their lives to him and have a relationship with him. For those of us who have a new identity in Christ, we have reason to be immensely grateful for his love. And we have a reason to be immensely grateful for what he has done for us, the sacrifice that Christ made. As we prepare to take communion today, what I would like to do is read some verses from Romans chapter 8. As I read those, please think about, perhaps meditate on these verses. And then, as you do that, I think you will call to mind how great his love for us is. I'm going to begin reading midway through verse 31. When I finish reading, the servers will distribute the elements. Please hold them until everyone has been served, and then we will take communion together. If God is for us, who is against us? He did not even spare his own Son, but offered him up for us all. How will he not also with him grant us everything? Who can bring an accusation against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is the one who died, but even more has been raised. He also is at the right hand of God, and he intercedes for us. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can affliction, or anguish, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Verse 37 answers, no. In all these things we are more than victorious through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that not even death nor life, angels or rulers, things present or things to come, hostile powers, height, depth, or any other created thing will have the power to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.